Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Greg and Joe tipped me off to a story happening right here in Michigan, the kind of thing that makes local politicians look bad. Shiawassee County commissioners keep a share of COVID-19 relief money for themselves. Board chairman got $25,000, while other commissioners received around $5,000 apiece. Mark Bullion wrote the story for ABCWJRT TV 12 out of Flint. And the Shiawassee County is receiving $13.3 million in federal COVID-19 relief money. And the county commissioners looked at it and said, well, what can we do with this? Well, we can give some of it to ourselves. Sure, why not? Went straight into the personal bank accounts of county commissioners. That money was meant to help businesses and local governments deal with the effects of COVID-19, but one Shiawassee County commissioner received $25,000, and the others received lesser but still quite substantial amounts of money. Some commissioners applauded the payments, while at least one of them says they are appalled. And you wonder if they would be so appalled if it hadn't hit the news. Last Thursday, the Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners discussed how the county was going to spend some of their $13.3 million from the American Rescue Plan. The commissioners voted 6-0 to give all county employees a one-time payment. See, oh, okay, that makes sense. We're going to give all the county employees a one-time payment. Well, the payments weren't the same. See, the average payment was around $2,100, but some received more and some received less. A district commissioner, Marlene Webster, did not ask for a breakdown of what every employee would receive. She said she's under the impression this would not include payments to commissioners, but her bank account showed otherwise. She says she checked her bank balance. She said there's a $3,500 deposit from the county in her bank account. I was appalled, and I still am. I withdrew the funds immediately, and I have a cashier's check ready to take back to the treasurer's office. So she's going to give the money back, $3,500. She later learned that all commissioners received some level of payment. According to Webster, board chairman received $25,000. Two commissioners got $10,000. And most others received around $5,000. Now, why she only got $3,500, we don't know. District 6 Commissioner Cindy Garber said employees and elected officials like herself deserve the payments. Personally, I feel I earned every penny of that money, and I'm going to use it for the intended purpose to stimulate the economy, she said. So apparently she's going to spend the money. That's what you do with money. You spend the money. And in her opinion, the purpose was to stimulate the economy, putting money out there for people to spend. And so if she spends the money, she's doing what was intended with the money. See? Follow that? One person issued a statement saying these funds had specific allowable uses that included what are called premium payments. Those allowed the county to pay employees and elected officials anywhere between $1,000 and $25,000, according to the Michigan Department of Treasury. So apparently, Michigan's people say this is okay. Now, they said the factors that played into how much a person received included seniority, how much someone worked during the coronavirus pandemic, specific achievements also played into it. Regardless, he said, commissioners wanted to do something nice for all the county employees' hard work. Of course, he did not comment on why he received $25,000 while all others received substantially less. So this is one of those things referred to as optics, how something looks. Just look at something and you realize that you can explain it away all you want. You can say the rules, say we did this okay, nothing illegal about this. We were given the money, and we were told we could do this with the money. But, as you might guess, there are a lot of employees who work for the county. And 250 of them. You get $13 million divided up among those county employees. And some of them only get $1,000, $2,000. And the head of the Board of Commissioners, apparently, gets $25,000. And you go, wait a second. Who was really on the front line here? Who really risked it all? Who was really on the edge of doing stuff during COVID? And now the county commissioners I understand they work. They've got a job. They've got they do stuff. But I think what they basically do is they meet in a room and they discuss business and they conduct business of what the county commissioners do. But there are other people who work for the government who had to go out and do their jobs and were hobbled by the conditions under COVID. And many of them who had to interface with the public ran a real risk and had to take extra precautions not to catch anything. And some of them may have actually gotten sick. And I saw some other stories on this who got into more detail about what the different kinds of workers were. And the strange part about it is that if you were to do an org chart of the county, right? An organizational chart shows you who runs the county, board of commissioners up here, intermediate department heads, and then people in the departments who do the work. Okay, so it's an org chart. The people who really ran the biggest risk and worked the hardest during COVID are going to be the people down at the lower end of the org chart, not the people at the top. I can't imagine that the county commissioners actually had to work all that much harder because of COVID-19. Don't get me wrong, they had work to do like everyone else did. But there were people working for the county who were going out and working with other people and who had to take extra precautions because of COVID. Now, you might say, but Steve, those commissioners, when they met in a room, had to wear masks. They had the social distance. Yeah, I'm not sure that you deserve $25,000 combat pay for that. So this is a story. I think it deserves more attention. And like I said, I think it's again, I'm not alleging that any laws were broken. Doesn't appear any were. But it's optics. It's how does this look? How does this look when the head of the commission gets $25,000? Everyone else in the commission gets sizable chunks, $10,000, $5,000, $3,500. And the one who got the $3,500 says she's appalled, didn't realize that she was actually on the list to get money, but she appears to have voted for it because it's a unanimous vote. And this gets us back to politicians and people in charge who are making decisions and admittedly didn't understand the decision they were making because she didn't No, she says that she was voting to give herself a bonus when she voted on this distribution plan. So we'll see what happens when more news looks at this, word gets out, and the light of day shines on it. I think more people are going to go, what? I don't know when the next election is for the Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners, but they might have some answering to do at the ballot box. So there you go. Greg and Joe Senna, thanks a lot. ABC 12 WGRT ran the story. Mark Bullion wrote it. Shiawassee County commissioners keep a share of COVID-19 relief money for themselves. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The two enemies of human happiness are pain and boredom.